Senators Mark Pryor and John Sununu are not new to politics. Pryor was the state attorney general, and Sununu served in the U.S. House of Representatives. Politics also made both their fathers famous. But Pryor, a Democrat from Arkansas, and Sununu, a Republican from New Hampshire, are new to the U.S. Senate. I spoke with the two freshman senators late last year after each was elected. Now, as Senator John Sununu says, each is preparing for next week's State of the Union speech, and each is settling in on Capitol Hill.
We've gone through the committee selection process, and now the question is when we really get going. Things have been a little bit slow in the Senate. That's one of the things that we were reminded of repeatedly. Things move pretty slow in the Senate, so we've been forewarned.
Senator Pryor, do you think, wow, it isn't C-SPAN anymore?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to come up here and to see these people live and in color, you know. It's something that excites me and I look forward to.
Senator Sununu, you got, banking and foreign relations?
And the Commerce Committee, yes.
Not bad.
No, very pleased. My background's in engineering and manufacturing, so the Commerce Committee in particular, I think, fits pretty well with my interests. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Senator Pryor, how'd you do?
Well, I did great on the committees. I got armed services. Then I'm also on governmental affairs. And governmental affairs on the Senate side handles homeland security. Then my third committee is small business.
And nobody's father made any calls.
Not as far as I know.
I was asked a number of times in informal settings, but group settings, you know, 15, 20, 30 people in a room, what committees do you want to get on? And my response was usually, well, all due politeness to the people in this room, if I thought you could help me get on a committee that I wanted, I'd be happy to tell you. But you can't. No one can really do anything for you. The seniority drives the first two selections. The majority leader picks the third.
Anything surprise you about rules, protocol, arcane aspects?
I wouldn't say I'm surprised, but you know what? United States Senate is an institution that has a lot of tradition and a lot of very noble things about it, but it also is its own little universe. And it is arcane, and it is archaic in some ways. The senators, they take that moniker of the greatest deliberative body in the world very seriously. They want to take their time on issues. They want to work through things, sometimes very slowly and sometimes very mysteriously. But it's also a system that works pretty well.
Do you have Senator Fulbright's desk?
No, I don't. Actually, I do have Paul Wellstone's desk.
Really?
And the desk I have is also Senator Russell, the Russell Senate Office Building, his desk. And each desk comes with a little booklet, a little history of that desk, and it tells you which senators had the desk and the stories behind the desks in the Senate.
And Senator Sununu, you have Daniel Webster's desk?
For a brief shining moment, as it were, they go through a selection process, again, driven by seniority, where senators can choose the desk that they want and then choose its location on the Senate floor. When it comes to Senator Judd Gregg, the senior senator from New Hampshire, he will be given the desk. But until then, I have the Daniel Webster desk, and it's exciting. As Mark described, you open up the drawers of these desks, and the names of all the senators that have held the desks are carved into the bottom of the drawer, and you can literally look back in history, in the case of this desk, all the way back to the very faint but clearly legible signature of Daniel Webster.
Well, the next big moment on Capitol Hill is the State of the Union address. What would you like to hear the president say, Senator Sununu?
As a House member, having sat through half a dozen State of the Union addresses, I think focus is important. I don't want to sound self-serving to say brevity is important, but you're trying to communicate a message to the American people, and if you go on for an hour and a half with a laundry list of every issue or concern that you have ever had as a public servant, you're going to lose attention and dilute your message. And I expect to hear the president talk about, of course, a plan for economic growth. He's already put forward a growth proposal. It'll be debated. It'll be modified. And then a second, talk about spending priorities. Third, talk about national security issues.
Senator Pryor.
No, I agree with that. I think that, you know, one of the reasons I'm here in the United States Senate is because I committed to the people of Arkansas that I would make the economy a priority again. And I hope he comes in with a strong economic message, one that probably will be modified, as John said, but one that hopefully will work through the system and will have broad bipartisan support at some point Secondly, is this war against terrorism? Obviously, with Iraq and North Korea, you know, I think we will hear from the president on those issues, and he'll prioritize and lead this country like he should.
Senator Mark Pryor, a Democrat from Arkansas, and Senator John Sununu, a Republican from New Hampshire.